31. Talk at Hotel Plaza. 2 May, 1912. Chicago, Illinois. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. In this cause, consultation is of vital importance, but spiritual conference, and not the mere voicing of personal views, is intended. In France, I was present at a session of the Senate, but the experience was not impressive. Parliamentary procedure should have for its object the attainment of the light of truth upon questions presented, and not furnish a battleground for opposition and self-opinion. Antagonism and contradiction are unfortunate and always destructive to truth. In the parliamentary meeting mentioned, altercation and useless quibbling were frequent. The result, mostly confusion and turmoil. Even in one instance, a physical encounter took place between two members. It was not consultation, but comedy. The purpose is to emphasize the statement that consultation must have for its object the investigation of truth. He who expresses an opinion should not voice it as correct and right, but set it forth as a contribution to the consensus of opinion. For the light of reality becomes apparent when two opinions coincide. A spark is produced when flint and steel come together. Man should weigh his opinions with the utmost serenity, calmness, and composure. Before expressing his own views, he should carefully consider the views already advanced by others. If he finds that a previously expressed opinion is more true and worthy, he should accept it immediately and not willfully hold to an opinion of his own. By this excellent method, he endeavours to arrive at unity and truth. Opposition and division are deplorable. It is better, then, to have the opinion of a wise, sagacious man. Otherwise, contradiction and altercation, in which varied and divergent views are presented, will make it necessary for a judicial body to render decision upon the question. Even a majority opinion or consensus may be incorrect. 1,000 people may hold to one view and be mistaken, whereas one sagacious person may be right. Therefore, true consultation is spiritual conference in the attitude and atmosphere of love. Members must love each other in the spirit of fellowship in order that good results may be forthcoming. Love and fellowship are the foundation. The most memorable instance of spiritual consultation was the meeting of the disciples of Jesus Christ upon the Mount after his ascension. They said, "Jesus Christ has been crucified, and we have no longer association and intercourse with him in his physical body. Therefore, we must be loyal and faithful to him. We must be grateful and appreciate him, for he has raised us from the dead. He made us wise. He has given us eternal life. What shall we do to be faithful to him?" And so they held counsel. One of them said, "We must detach ourselves from the chains and fetters of the world. Otherwise, we cannot be faithful." The others replied, "That is so." Another said, "Either we must be married and faithful to our wives and children, or serve our Lord free from these ties. We cannot be occupied with the care and provision for families, and at the same time herald the kingdom in the wilderness. Therefore, let those who are unmarried remain so, and those who have married provide means of sustenance and comfort for their families, and then go forth to spread the message of glad tidings." There were no dissenting voices. All agreed, saying, "That is right." A third disciple said, "To perform worthy deeds in the kingdom, we must be further self-sacrificing. From now on, we should forego ease and bodily comfort, accept every difficulty, forget self, and teach the cause of God." This found acceptance and approval by all the others. Finally, a fourth disciple said, "There is still another aspect to our faith and unity. For Jesus' sake, we shall be beaten, imprisoned, and exiled. They may kill us. Let us receive this lesson now. Let us realize and resolve that though we are beaten, banished, cursed, spat upon, and led forth to be killed, we shall accept all this joyfully, loving those who hate and wound us." All the disciples replied, "Surely we will. It is agreed. This is right." Then they descended from the summit of the mountain, and each went forth in a different direction upon his divine mission. This was true consultation. This was spiritual consultation, and not the mere voicing of personal views in parliamentary opposition and debate.